This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Ben Carson is a medical doctor and author who came from a tough childhood and has been articulating political thought in a way that makes his work go viral. Carson is so popular, one major newspaper ran a story on the noted pediatric surgeon entitled simply, Carson for President. This weekend, Carson is introducing himself to a wider range of Americans in a video aired on some TV stations and available online. He may be the first pro-life candidate to run for president in 2016. More analysis of Tuesday's vote in Texas and Maryland have pro-life implications. It seems clear now that Texas Latino voters abandoned Democrat Wendy Davis because of her abortion advocacy. And the election of a Republican governor in Maryland may mean the end of efforts there to legalize assisted suicide. In light of the national attention given to the assisted suicide of Brittany Maynard, the opposition to its legalization by Maryland's new governor, Larry Hogan, may even have national implications. This is Life News Radio. Perhaps one reason life is listed as the first of inalienable rights by our nation's founders is that death is the cruelest of tyrants. When we fail to protect the unborn from the business of taking their lives, we allow this tyranny a refuge. Thank you for listening to this station and Life News Radio. Take the time to learn about the life issue and defend the first among all rights, life. Saying she still wants to remain the top Democrat in the U.S. House, Nancy Pelosi is explaining how Republicans made gains on Capitol Hill. In her own inimitable style, Pelosi says it was caused by voter suppression. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.